Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jai Om Vishnupada, Paramahansa Paramacharya, All Sutta Sutta Shi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananana, Bhaktivedanta, Gosami Maharshila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai. Paramse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopika Patnath Sayamakunda Radhakunda Kiri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagannathasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lassi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, Om Ganat Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shakaya Chakshuru Militam Yenitasmai Shigurve Namaha. I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are embarking on the Majalila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're starting the Majalila. This is ecstatic. Okay. And we're going to start with the first chapter of the Majalila. And the first chapter actually deals with a summary of the Lord's later pastimes, which is interesting. So now we're going to get more and more into the pastimes of the Lord in separation from Srimati Radharani, from Krishna, sorry, the mood of Srimati Radharani, separation from Krishna, and also his pastimes in relationship with his devotees, and also the pastimes in relationship with Jagannath Puri, and also his pastimes in his tour of the holy places, including Vrindavan and other holy places in India. So this is a really amazing part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So let's start without further ado. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So here's the chapter summary. Chapter 1, the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's read. In this chapter, there is a summary description of all the pastimes performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the middle period of his activities, as well as the 6 years at the end of his activities. All these are described in brief. There's also a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy. There's also a description. There's just a note I got in the bottom. Sri Chaitanya ecstasy that occurred when he recited the verse beginning with Ya Kumara Haraha, as well as a description of how that ecstasy was explained in the verse beginning with Priya Soyam Krishna by Srila Rupa Goswami. Because he wrote that verse, Srila Rupa Goswami was specifically blessed by the Lord. There's also a description of the many books written by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami. There's also a description of the meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Sanatana Goswami in the village known as Ramakeli. Here we go. Yasha-prasada-dagnopi sajya-sava-gyatam-rajat sa-sri-chaitanya-daivo-me bhagavan-sam-prasidatu. Even a person with no knowledge can immediately acquire all knowledge simply by the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am praying to the Lord for his causeless mercy upon me. Wow. Mande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandao Sahoditao Gaudodaye Pushpa Vantao Chitrao Shandao Tamonitao. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Okay. Jayatam sadatau pango mamamanda matergati matsarvasra padambo jau radha madana mohanau. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Divyad vrindaranya kalpa durmadaha Shrimad ratnakara singhasanastau Shrimad radha shila govinda devau Prestalibi sevyamanau smarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sriman Rasa Rasam Rambi Vamsi Vata Tata Stitaha Karchan Venu Swanair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyais Dunaha. This is all coarse Sanskrit. May Gopinathji, who attracts all the gopis with the song of his flute, and who has begun the most melodious rasa dance on the bank of the Yamuna and Vamsi Vata, be merciful upon us. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra, Jaya Kripa Sindhu, Jaya Jaya Sachi Sutta, Jaya Dina Bandhu. All glories unto Sri Gora Hari, who is an ocean of mercy. All glories unto you, the son of Sachi Devi, for you are the only friend of all fallen souls. Wow. Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Shivasadi, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories unto Lord Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu, and all glories unto all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Shivas Thakur. So you see how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is actually offering his respects and obeisances. This is the etiquette before beginning every chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also he has a suffix at the end of each chapter too, which is also offering respect in abject humility, understanding his position as a servant of these great devotees and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purve kahilun hari lila rasutra gana yahavishtari chayena dasa vrindavana. I have previously described in synopsis the Adi Lila initial pastimes, which have already been fully described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Atevatara hami sutra matra kailun ye kichu vishesha sutra magye kahilun. I have therefore given only a synopsis of those incidents, and whatever specifics were to be related have already been given in that synopsis. Evekai shesha lila ra mukya sutra gana prabhura shesha lila nayaya varnana. To describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not possible, but I now wish to relate the chief incidents and give a synopsis of those pastimes occurring at the end. So synopsis means like a summary. For those of you who don't understand that word, taramadyeye bhagadasya vrindavana Chaitanya Mangale Vistari Kari Lavarnana Sevagera Ihan Sutra Matra Likiva Dhanye Vishesha Kichu Ihan Vistariva. I shall describe only in synopsis that portion which Vrindavan Das Thakur has described very elaborately in his book, Chaitanya Mangal. Whatever incidents are outstanding, however, I shall later elaborate. Chaitanya Lilara Vyasa Dasa Vrindavana. Tanarangaya Kahon Karam, sorry, Tandra Uchishta Charvana. Actually, the authorized compiler of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srila Vrindavan Das, the incarnation of Vyasadeva, only upon his orders am I trying to chew the remnants of food that he left. Bhakti kare shire dare tanhara charana shesha lelara sutragana kariye varnana. Placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall now describe in summary the Lord's pastimes. I think I left out a word. Final pastimes, yeah. Chavishvatsara prabhura grihe avastana tahanye karila lila arilila nama. So, one second. For 24 years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at home, and whatever pastimes he performed during that time are called the Adi Lila. So those are the pastimes we've already heard. Chavisha Vatsara Sheshe Ye Magamasa Tara Shukla Pakshi Prabhu Karila Sanyasa. At the end of his 24th year in the month of Mag, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, the Lord accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas. Sanyasa kariya chavisha vatsara vastana tahanye lila tara shesha lila nama. After accepting sannyas, Lord Chaitanya remained within this material world for another 24 years. Within this period, whatever pastimes he enacted are called the shesha lila, or pastimes occurring at the end. In other words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staying in this world for 48 years only. And the first 24, he was in the household life. The last 24, he was a sannyasi. And when he took sannyas, he left his wife, who was only 16 years old. So you may say that's very cruel. However, as we've mentioned before in the previous classes, when the Lord has separation from his devotees, that mood of separation, the intensity of that separation, is actually connection. In the spiritual realm, or with the spiritual realm, or in the spiritual realm, connection is always there, regardless of whether one is externally separated or externally together with the person, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we are chanting Krishna's name, and we are with Krishna when we chant in Krishna's name. And when we are glorifying Prabhupada, we are with Prabhupada. When we are serving Prabhupada, we are with Prabhupada. Try to remember that. Like Prabhupada said, that he was never separated from his spiritual master. So, Shesha Lilara Madhyayamcha Dvinama Haya Lila Beda Vaishnava Sabanama Beda Kaya. The final pastimes of the Lord occurring in his last 24 years are called the Majja Middle and Ancha Final. All the devotees of the Lord refer to his pastimes according to these divisions. So Sesha refers in general to the last 24 years, and that last 24 years is divided up into two parts. Majja, which means like the middle, or the first part of the last 24 years, and Ancha, the last part of 24 years. So, Tara Majje Chayavatsara Gamana Gamana Nilachale Goda Setubanda Vrindavana. For 6 years of the last 24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over India from Jagannath Puri to Bengal and from Cape Comorin to Vrindavana. So the 6 years was actually Majja, and then after that there's Ancha. Tahanye Lila Tara Majja Lila Nama Tarapachi Lila Ancha Lila Abhidana. All the pastimes performed by the Lord in those places are known as the Majja Lila. And whatever pastimes are performed after that are called the Ancha Lila. Pastimes of the Lord are therefore divided into three periods, the Adi Lila, Maja Lila, and Ancha Lila. Now I shall very elaborately describe the Maja Lila. It's a summary. Astadasa Varsaki Vala Nila Chale Stiti Apani Achari Jive Shikailo Bhakti. For 18 continuous years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri and through his personal behavior instructed all living entities in the mode of devotional service. Taramaje Chayavatsara Vaktagana Sange Prema Bhakti Pravartaila Nrichakita Grange. Of these 18 years at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 6 years with his many devotees by chanting and dancing. He induced the loving service of the Lord. Nichananda Goshanire Pathaila Godadeshe Tainun Godadesha Vashaila Prema Ratse. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, which is known as Gaudadesha, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu overflooded that country with the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one point ordered Lord Nityananda to go back to Bengal and not stay with him in Jagannath Puri, and actually even ordered Lord Nityananda not to come for the Ratha Yatra festival. Lord Nityananda disobeyed him and came from the Ratha Yatra festival because Lord Nityananda was feeling so much love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So love can overcome actually even the order of a superior. That's interesting. Or even one's vow. And we see that in the later pastimes with Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, who followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of Jagannath Puri, wanting to go with him on his pilgrimages. And in this way, he broke his vow of staying in Jagannath Puri and serving the deity of Tota Gopinath. But out of love, he was following Lord Chaitanya, and therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protected his vow, even though he broke his vow. So love takes precedence over anything else. But you have to have genuine love. It's not just like sentiment or romantic love. Sahaja Nityananda Krishna Primo Dhamma Prabhu Jaya Koila Yahantahan Primadana. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is by nature very much inspired in rendering transcendental loving service to Lord Krishna. Now being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this loving service anywhere and everywhere. Tanhara chanane mora koti namaskara Chaitanya bhakti enho laoyai la sangsara. I offer my innumerable obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is so kind that he spread the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Chaitanya goshane yanre bale badabhai Taino kai mora prabhu Chaitanya Goshani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address Nityananda Prabhu as his elder brother. Where does Nityananda Prabhu address Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his lord? Yadyapi apane aye prabhu balaram tathapi Chaitanya rakare dasa abhimana. Although Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram himself, he nonetheless always thinks of himself as the eternal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Seva, Chaitanya Gao, Lao Chaitanya Nama, Chaitanya Bhakti Kare, Semora Prana. Nityananda Prabhu requests that everyone to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant his glories, and utter his name. Nityananda Prabhu claimed that person to be his life and soul, who rendered devotional service unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me just make sure the volume is loud enough. Make little louder. Emata loke chaitanya bhakti laoyaila dinahina nindaka sabari nishtarila. In this way, Srila Nityananda Prabhu introduced the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone without discrimination, even though the people were fallen souls and blasphemers. They were delivered by this process. Tabi Prabhu Mraje Patayla Rupa Sanatan Prabhu Gnayadvi Bhai Ayla Vrindavana. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent the two brothers, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, to Braja, that's Vrindavan, of course. By his order, they went to Sri Vrindavana Dham. And of course, when they went to Sri Vrindavana Dham, they had the duty of what? Establishing the holy places of Krishna's pastimes, erecting temples, installing deities, and even more important is what? Nana Shastra Vichara Naikani Pano Sad Dharma Sam Stapako Lokanam Hitakarano Tri Bhuvane Manyo Sharanya Kuro. So, what does that mean? Of perusing, that means studying, all the revealed scriptures and establishing eternal religious principles, because in many of the revealed scriptures you will find things that are not eternal religious principles, that are meant for certain people who are not ready to accept eternal religious principles. So that's sat dharma. That means those things which never change. Certain things change. Certain rituals change, certain mudras change, but certain things don't change. Like what? The Hare Krishna mantra doesn't change. The worship of Krishna in Vrindavan, of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, doesn't change. The understanding we're not the body doesn't change. The understanding we're part and parcel of Krishna doesn't change. These things don't change. But certain aspects of the process of bhakti are flexible. How can we say that? Lord Chaitanya himself says that. He says, what? Namnamakari bahuta nijasarva saktishta trapita nimata smaraneta kala. I got to correct something Prabhu Govinda just said. So, what does Lord Chaitanya say? There's no hard and fast rules for chanting. Okay. It's not true that in Goloka we will become the body. We are the spiritual body. We just haven't realized it. We don't become the body. Our spiritual body is lying without us recognizing it now. That's us. We're not different. We don't become body. We're already the soul. And the soul fully manifests in the spiritual world. But it's not that the soul becomes the body, because there's no becoming or unbecoming. To be or not to be, that is the question. Because there's no mundane time. In the material world, we can become, like I can become a professor, or I can become a sannyasi, or I can become a rascal, or I can become come awake. I can come asleep. But in the spiritual world, we don't become the body. Very important to use the right nomenclature. In the spiritual world, we are the body. It's not that we become the body. It's not that we get the body. We are the body. It's that the body is not yet manifest, but that body is non-different than ourselves. Not that you go there and say, Krishna says, what type of spiritual body would you like to try on today? Here's a gopi body. Here's a coward body. Here's a cow body. Which one fits you? It's like going to the to Walmart. That's right. Actually, here's the real quote. Thank you. When the living entity... Yes. in his spirit. He revives his spiritual body and in his spiritual body. In other words, the spiritual body is there, revives. That's the point. Revives. Just like right now, I have this gross body. And when I go to sleep, I revive my body, although the body is there. There's a difference between reviving and taking. That's English. Sava, Isha, Brahmanishta, Idam, Shirira, Macha, Astrija. So, when a living entity gives up this material body, then he revives, he wakes up. And it's not revive. Revives means it's already there. And it's already connected to revive. I'll give you a dictionary definition of revive, if you like. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Let's see who's texting me. Revive. Just like if someone is unconscious, you revive them. Here's a definition. Restore back to life or consciousness. She was beginning, regaining life. She was beginning to revive from her faint. Mm-hmm. The cool, refreshing, here's another use of it. The cool, this is actually from the Oxford Dictionary, which is the authorized dictionary. The cool, refreshing water revived us all. It's not that you became or you got your body when the cool, refreshing water hit you. Anyway. Just a little, it's an important fine point. You don't take a spiritual body. You are your spiritual body, and you're reviving it, sleeping, like your real self, sleeping right now. And you're identifying right now with something that's not you. Just like if you're playing a video game, and you're absorbed in the characters in the video game. This is a very important philosophical point because the spiritual body and the self are non-different. So there's no question of getting a spiritual body. Although sometimes it may be stated like that. You may actually say, well, the living entity gets a spiritual body. But there's no question of getting a spiritual body. You are the spiritual body. Oops, people keep sending me information as I'm giving classes. So you are your spiritual body, and you revive it. Okay. Thank you for sending the quote. It just proved my point. So, let's go. Because you have to be really careful the words you use, because then there would be a difference between the self and the spiritual body. There is no difference between the self and the spiritual body. It is absolutely the same. Just like Krishna, there's no difference between Krishna, his mind, his body, his thoughts. None of that difference. That's called duality, where there's a difference. Right now, there's a difference. I got this body. I receive this body. I receive this body because of karma. And then, chaktva deham punarjanma, naitimam eti sorjanam. At one point, when I was born, I didn't revive this body. Oh my God. Of course, if you are a Christian, you may think that at the day of judgment, you revive the bones. Revive. Actually, let's actually use the word, let's actually analyze the word revive, vive. I want to do actually an etymological understanding of revive. Re, of course, means again. So let's do an etymological study for those of you who are into linguistics. Etymology. Revive. Vivere. Re means again. Okay. This is really interesting. I thought it would be... Yes, I know all the verses. You don't have to send me more. Yes, Prabhupada sometimes uses the language. Yes, there's certain language, but the philosophical understanding, awarded a transcendental body befitting the Lord's association. I'm aware of that quote about Narada. But it means that he already had his spiritual body, was not manifest. So here, let's go into the French. So now we're going to actually study a little French for all of you, in case some of you are Frenchies. So it comes from the old French and late Latin, vivre. Actually, the Latin comes from the Latin re means back. Vivere means to live. I actually thought that's what it meant. Like viva. Like reviva vivere. Yes. So it's correct. It's important for our understanding to use the correct nomenclature. I know that sometimes it's stated a little differently, but I just want to use the correct nomenclature in this particular class. Okay, I think we got enough comments on this. So re means back, vivere means live. So it means again, live. So when you talk about revive, etymologically means to again bring something to life or again have something become manifest. It's interesting. Here's another one. Same thing. Again, vivere means to live again. Revive actually literally means to live again. Huh. So it also means that you were in the spiritual world before and you're reviving who you were in the spiritual world, and you're reviving your spiritual body. How about that, friends? Okay. We cleared up that philosophical understanding. Sorry for the linguistics here. But I think it's important to understand that. Because then people will think that there's duality between the spiritual body and the soul, but there's none. Bhakti pracharya sarva tirtha prakashila madana gopa govindera seva pracharila. After going to Vrindavana, the brothers preached devotional service and discovered many places of pilgrimage. They specifically initiated the service of Madan Mohan and Govindaji. Of course, here we're referring to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami discovered Madan Mohan, actually discovered Madan Mohan as Madan Gopal, who was in Mathura being taken care of by a Chobe Brahmin family. We told that story before when we were going over the nectar of devotion. And Govindaji was discovered by Srila Rupa Goswami. Govindaji was buried in the earth, and there was a cow dropping milk every day on this mound, and Rupa Goswami discovered Govindaji. And these two deities were installed by Brajanabha. Brajanabha is the great grandson of Krishna, son of Aniruddha. And he went to Vrindavan after Krishna had left this world with many of his associates, and he established the deities, many of the deities there. And as we described before in Govardhan, there's some of the original deities. One in particular is a Nrisinga deity that's there at the tail of Govardhan. Okay. Nana Shastrani Kaila Bhakti Granta Sara Mura Adama Janere Tenho Kadila Nistara. Both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami brought various scriptures to Vrindavan and collected the essence of these by compiling many scriptures on devotional service. In this way, they delivered all rascals and fallen souls. And now we're going to hear the verse that I just quoted a few minutes ago. Srila Srinivasacharya has sung, Nana Shastra Vacharanai Kinipino Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hittakarno Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanya Karo Radha Krishna Patarvinda Bhajana Nandena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago Shijiva Gopalako. The six Goswamis, under the direction of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, studied various Vedic literatures and picked up the essence of them, the devotional service of the Lord. This means that all the Goswamis wrote many scriptures on devotional service with the support of the Vedic literature. Devotional service is not a sentimental activity. The essence of Vedic knowledge is devotional service, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, text 15. All the Vedic literature aims at understanding Krishna, and how to understand Krishna through devotional service has been explained by Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami with evidence from all Vedic literatures. They have put it so nicely that even a rascal or first-class fool can be delivered by devotional service under the guidance of the Goswamis. Actually, another example Prabhupada gave of the material body and how we have a spiritual body, he said, here's a hand. There's a hand. Those of you who can see the video. And if you put a glove on the glove shows that the hand has some form, but you don't see the hand. And when you touch things, you really can't touch things anymore. It's through the glove. So in the same way, we have a spiritual form, and we put on top of that spirit, we cover that spiritual form with, what did we cover the spiritual form with? That the false ego, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, and it's really covered. So the whole idea is what? Chaito Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadvagni Nirvapanam. You cleanse the heart, and Prabhupada gave the example. You wake up to who you are. Just like in the morning. For those of us who are not completely in the mode of ignorance, when we wake up, we remember who we were, or are. Sorry. Not were, are. We remember who we are, at least in the material world. And we come to our senses. And when we're sleeping or under the influence of intoxication, we forget who we are. So we revive our consciousness every morning. And at night, our body is sleeping. And our consciousness may be somewhere else. We travel at the speed of the mind to different places, the consciousness. But it's not that our body disappeared. So this body is a covering. And so the point is, here's another verse. Sarva pari vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalan rishikena rishikesas sevanam bhakti ruchate. So you give up these designations, and then you understand, Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Uchite, that you're a servant of the Lord, the controller of the senses. Anyway, there's many verses I can bring out to prove my point. We are covered by illusion. And so when you take off the covering, you got to have something. So take off the covering, there's nothing. There's nothing. No. There's your identity. You realize your identity. So like for example, by the process of bhakti. Okay, here's another way to look at it. Okay. I'm chanting sincerely. This is not about me. I'm just using hypothetical, because I'm not saying that I'm advanced. Chanting Hare Krishna, Vaidhi Bhakti, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Come to Raghunuga Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Enthusiastic, spontaneous. Then I get a glimpse of who I am, a spiritual entity, and I get a chance to interact with Krishna simultaneously. That's called Jivan Mukta. You know, that course, now we're talking about prema. Above Raganuga, above Bhava Bhakti, then we get to prema Bhakti. And then while you're here in this world, give you an example. Just like Srinivasacharya, I think it's an important point. Srinivasacharya would go into meditation and in his sarup. Swarup means own form. Your own form. Not somebody someone gave you. In his swarupa. Siddha, swarupa, perfect. Own form. He had interactions with Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. It was real, a real life, simultaneously. To his manifestations in this world, he would go unconscious. His wives were thinking, what's happened with our husband? He's unconscious. And then he would come back and sometimes bring things with him from the spiritual realm. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Actually, we spoke a little long on this. It's actually already time to take questions. So I just want to make that point. Clear as a bell. So, when, however, one is enlightened by the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, Bhagavad Gita, then his knowledge reveals everything just like the sun lights up the daytime. So you awaken to your spiritual identity. Hey, I'm a dog in the spiritual world. Haribo. All right, on that happy note, we're going to take... We waxed a little philosophical today, but I think that was important. So let's see, we went to verse... I just want to note down which verse we ended at. 33 in Majjhalila. Okay. All right. Give me a second and I will unmute all you Prabhus and Prabhis and Matjis and Matas and Maya Devas and Maya Devis. Give me 1 second. Oh my God, I think Mata Irmala has a question. Okay, you can ask your question.
Well, it was really more of a comment. I really appreciated what you said about the hand in the glove and you know, whether or not you take off the glove and there would be nothing. As you're probably aware, whether or not the spiritual body is awarded or is inherent is kind of a major topic of debate, and it's very much related to the fall and no fall issue. One of our sect members, Gopinath Acharya, has written an article, I don't think it's actually published yet, about whether or not the spiritual body is awarded or inherent. And he was saying, to some extent, it's both. He said it's like a mango seed, that it's inherently a mango tree, but unless it's planted and watered, it doesn't manifest as a mango tree, and that when the guru gives the seed of devotion and waters it, in one sense you can say that the spiritual body is bestowed or awarded, even though it was already there. So he said that, you know, that way you sort of reconcile some of these other statements like that. I mean, one thing I could ask as a question, because this is something that comes up.
Prabhupada said the spiritual body is there as seed. So actually, Prabhupada says pretty much the same thing.
Same thing. There is a related question on this, and this comes up a lot. I mean, particularly in other sanghas, but I hear it in ISKCON as well, that, you know, if the spiritual body isn't inherent, then it's just a matter of our association in this world as to what, you know, what spiritual body starts to manifest. And, you know, I my question with that is always, well, what does it mean when we say, you know, Jivarasura Pyre, like you quoted that verse, What does that mean? We're always a servant of Krishna. And I'm wondering, what's the best way without frying people out and offending them? Because I know how to do it in an offensive way. What is the best way to respond to this? It's quite prevalent, especially in other Gaudiya Sanghas, that, you know, that we are just like this blank slate, and by association a particular body manifests. What would be the most effective way to counter that?
Well, I could counter it, but it's going to offend people. So your question had two parts: to counter it without offending people, because people are attached to their own opinions. I would say it's quite illogical to say that our spiritual identity is dependent upon what happens to us in the material world. You know, it's just I just can't grasp that particular point. And then also you have this whole point of reviving, which is very clear from the Sanskrit and also from the language. You know, we revive our spiritual body. And then Prabhupada's this description of the glove and everything. I really don't have a way to avoid an argument. I mean, I have my exegesis of the, you know, the philosophy, this particular aspect of the philosophy. And I would like to read all the papers that you mentioned, and some of the members of the SAC are working on this particular thing. And it has a lot to do with whether we were in the spiritual world before, what we were doing in the spiritual world before. I am actually repulsed personally, emotionally, by the concept that we were not aware in any way, shape, or form of Krishna before we came to the material world, because that would sort of have us come to the conclusion that we were put here without having made any free will or choice. In other words, we were put into a miserable situation without, you know, without doing anything or making any choice. And also, that indicates that at a certain point we were born, or we weren't. Oh, you disappeared. Ooh, Mother Emily disappeared. Oh my God. Anyway, so for the rest of you who are listening,
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh,
I
saw your picture disappear.
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So for me to think that the soul is not eternal, and of course that's all explained by this very elaborate book that was published by the GBC, and I think it was mostly Rina Nandamarsh who wrote in that book about the soul's eternality, describing, you know, what is meant by eternality. Like Krishna the Gita says, Nijayate Mriyate Vakadachan, for the soul there's never birth nor death, nor having been, does he ever cease to be, is unborn, primeval. He's not slain when the body is slain. It just goes against the whole understanding that I have and the Prabhupada presented to us of even the Bhagavad Gita, that the soul was created at a certain point. Now, there could be various understandings about where we were, what we were doing before we came to the material world. I'm not necessarily saying, nor is there evidence that I was in Goloka Vrindavan before coming to the material world. I mean, I could have been just like exposed to Krishna's pastimes and made the choice, you know, I don't want to be here. Or I could have been in Goloka Vrindavan and made a choice. But that's really not elaborate. But actually, the statement is anadi karma pale, that no one can really trace out the soul's origin in this material world. And Prabhupada, at a certain point, he talked about someone who fell into the water and was drowning, that his first priority was to try to figure out how to get out of the water rather than how he got into the water. You can imagine someone falls off a cruise ship and they throw him a life preserver. And he said, first I want to find out how I got here, who pushed me. I mean, yeah, and then Prabhupada talks about, I mean, I could go through many things, the crow and tall fruit logic. So it's an elaborate discussion, and there have been many books written about it, where we come from. My particular realization, for whatever it's worth, is that we are eternal spirit souls, we're Krishna conscious living entities. And yes, our spiritual body is lying there at seed. It's actually there. All the ingredients are there. It's a question of us reviving it. Prabhupada did use the example of seed before. It's not necessarily true that the spiritual body was really tiny, and when we chant more, it grows bigger. But it's a metaphorical term. And Prabhupada also used the example or metaphor of a glove. So I know you can keep throwing quotes at me in the chat window, but it's not really gonna. Oh yeah, here. Sometimes it is asked how the living entity falls down. Here it is answered. Unless one is elevated to the strike of the plants and directly in touch with it, he is prone to fall down, either from personal Brahman realization or from the. Whoops. Yeah, I'm aware of all these quotes. You know, we can take quotes out of a particular context. And technically you can use your logic to show how the living entity, even if he is in the spiritual world, he still has the free will to decide to come to this world, although he doesn't utilize that free will in an improper way. I mean, we can go through this discussion ad nauseum. And yes, I mean, Prabhupada says, there's another quote, Prabhupada says, go back to Godhead. So anyway, so whatever, let's go out, let's get back, let's go to the spiritual world, go back to the spiritual world, get out of this world, whatever you want to call it, chant Hare Krishna. I'm not going to waste my time talking about how many angels you can fit on the head of a pin. All I know is that I'm eternal servant of Krishna. Somehow or other I've fallen down. You know, what does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Ae nanda tu nujakinkaram. Patitam mam. So here's an interesting 62 angels on the head of a pin. I'm glad that Gopal counted them. So Lord Chaitanya, let me just end the discussion on this point with a verse from Lord Chaitanya Shikshastaka. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Tanuja. Nanda Tanuja, I mean the son of Nanda Maharaj. Kinkaram, I'm your servant. But, what's the rest of it? Patitam Mam. So for those of you who don't know Sanskrit, Patitam Mam. I have fallen into this just to give a direct translation, horrible ocean, bishame babambudo, in this horrible ocean of birth and death. Got to add horrible though. So I've fallen down into this ocean, not that I was born in the ocean. I've fallen down from somewhere. You know, you got to fall down. There's like, you know, if I decide to go to a liquor store, I've fallen down, right? I will not decide to go to a liquor store. Don't worry. I never drank in my life, except for water. I don't even like juice. I don't even like fruit juice. That's how strict I am. So, patitamam, we've fallen down. Patitamam vishame bhavamuru. And then Kripaya Pada Pankaja, please pick me up, fix me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. And Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. If you just chant the holy names, the realization will come. Look at Valmiki. Okay, here's an example. Here's Valmiki with Ratnagara previously. I mean, you got me started this whole explanation. And he was a dacoit. And he was asked to chant Ram, Ram Nam. So he couldn't chant Ram Nam. So what did he chant? Mara, Mara, Mara. And he chanted Ram, 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 Ram. And what happened when he chanted Ram's name? He realized Ram's pastimes. There was nothing artificial about it. He realized, now here you got me preaching. Oh my God, I should have been a Christian. Anyway, so he realized Ram's pastimes. They manifest in his heart. How do they manifest in his heart? Because they're there within the holy name of Lord Ram. And naturally, as Lord Chaitanya says, and I forget, Nichashuddha Krishna Prem Shravanadi Koya, and I forget the rest of it. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's there. Why don't you write down the whole that whole verse, Mr. Prangovinda, so I can just quote it. Write it down in the chat window.
Sure.
Because I don't remember the Sanskrit. I mean the Bengali. It's a Bengali verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. That Krishna consciousness is eternally part of the soul. But by the process of devotional service, are you writing it?
Yes.
I hope. Okay. So by the process of devotional service, it becomes manifest. I'll give you an example of my own life. I was a demon before. A big demon. Rakshasa. And I started chanting Hare Krishna. One day I was chanting Hare Krishna before I had read Prabhupada's books. And I was chanting. I was wandering in the forest. And I had a vision of four-handed Narayan. And I didn't ask four-handed Narayan, where is Krishna? I'm one of the gopis. I didn't do that. I just said, wow. And so somehow or other, Krishna manifested himself through his holy name. So I must have had some Krishna consciousness in me to actually have it manifest. If you can't find the verse, I'll find it.
I found it, but I just, in my cell phone, just trying to put it out, Maharaj. Here it is.
Here it is. Did you post it yet? Wait, let's just say the Krishna. I'm looking for it right now on the beta. Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right, so pure love of Krishna. Hold on a second. Pure love of Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of the living entities, not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, this love naturally awakens. Got it? I mean, this is completely clear. To me, this is the clearest verse. Thank you very much, Pran Govinda. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Saja Kabu Nai. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kare Udaye. Nitya Siddha means eternally established. Eternally established. Hold on, I lost it. It's a really nice verse. Hold on, it's hard to. Here we go. Nitya Siddha means eternally established. Krishna Prema means love for Krishna. Sadakava Nai. It's not something that's not, you know, it's something that's there. No, Sadakava. It is not something to be gained from another source. How about that? The Bhakti Lata Bija is given to you so you can awaken it, what's already there. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, that's the Bhakti Lata Bija, this love naturally awakens. Hold on. This love naturally awakens. Naturally awakens. So, there's Lord Chaitanya. If you disagree with Lord Chaitanya, you have my blessings. I don't disagree with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's there in the heart. And that's my experience. And by Prabhupada's mercy, I've been given the holy names of Cheto, Darpana, Marjanam, Baba, Mahadbhakti, Nirvapanam. It's just really clear. From Bhagavad Gita, it's very clear. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's very clear. I mean, if you're interested in any books, there's a whole book published in ISKCON to counter this no-fall philosophy. And I can send anyone a copy of this book. But that pure love is part of us. The spiritual body is the same as us. It may be lying as seed. We haven't recognized it. Just like our body, when we're sleeping, is lying asleep. Or just like when we're born, our body is there. It's not fully developed, but it's all the ingredients and the plans for developing our body are there. You know, there's so many different metaphors or examples you can give. All right, interesting discussion.
Maharaj, other verse is by Rupa Goswami Pad. It's very important also, same.
Which verse?
As a two sloka before in Madhulila 22. Kriti Shadda Bhavet Shadda, famous verse. Just posted.
I didn't see it. Wait a second. Within the heart of every living way, the eternal devotion, the devotional service. Which one is that?
When transcendental devotional
service. Krishna Prem. I don't see the other one.
I posted it.
I mean, there's so many posts here. It's hard to page through the posts with Zoom. It's just without skipping.
Okay, I just send it, Maharaj.
Okay, it's the last one you send. Okay. When transcendental service, which by love of Krishna is attained, is actually where the sense is called sadhana bhakti or the regular bhakti. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. There is Rupa Goswami. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service and practice. It's awakening. You got it. Thank you very much. All right. On that happy note, we will end class. That means if you are a demon, you're responsible because you have a devotee in your heart. You are a devotee in your heart. You are a devotee, and you're deliberately avoiding it. And the reason you're a demon is your fault. Not Krishna's fault. It's not that because you never came in contact with Krishna, you didn't know anything about Krishna. It's your fault. You're responsible. And I bless you. Okay. On that happy note, interesting class. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.